pounds.
By having a grain marketing plan in place, farmers can maximize profitability and alleviate stress associated with market volatility. That according to Grain Bridge Business Development Director Pat Cruzy, who says decisions should be based on planning and strategy, not emotion.
By now, most farmers are probably starting to wrap up their budgeted forecast for the 2020 season, finally establishing their final cash rent agreements. As farmers start to organize and manage some of their final numbers, they're starting to get to that point where they understand what's it going to take to be profitable now, and everyone's encouraged them to just go ahead and put some offers out there with your local elevators, processors, or your broker.
Cruzy says once the growing season is underway, it's important to monitor the markets and adjust as needed.
There's going to be times where the unknown factors come into play that we're not prepared for, but what you can do is prepare your business so when there is an opportunity and you're busy this spring, you're ready for it. There's some major reports that are out too, and you can prepare for those in advance. One is the initial planning intentions report out March 27th. That's a big report that can move the market. Another big report that's out June 30th is the final planted acreage numbers. And then throughout the growing season, we have weekly crop progress updates. If you're not monitoring those, you should have an advisor that's monitoring those for you.